Well, it's employment supports and that July stimulus package. That is what's really going to dominate the news headlines here at home this morning. We'll just start with one element of it, first of all, and that's the COVID schemes, because that's something I know that has been in place and has helped out and affected quite a lot of our listeners. The Irish Examiner leading with that element of the story this morning. These are the emergency measures brought in at the start of the pandemic, going to be extended now until spring of next year, which is 5 months longer than previous indications, really. But the measures are going to be revealed later on today in this July stimulus package by the government. It's a multi-billion euro plan to try and salvage the economy. But government sources, according to the Examiner this morning, reporting that the move was prompted by the acceptance that COVID-19 is going to be around a lot longer than this year, meaning measures must be in place to try to prevent people from falling into further unemployment or debt down the line as well. And the PUP payment, this is the pandemic unemployment payment that was brought in, that's due to be tapered out over time. So the €350 a week payment, that top rate, cut by €50 in the autumn, according to the Examiner. Then a further reduction then over 9 months until it reaches €203 a week. And the current job seekers allowance rate in April, according to a senior source. But the programme is focused almost solely on jobs, according to government sources. That's the story on the front of the Irish Examiner today. Meanwhile, over on the front of the Irish Times this morning, the government, as I mentioned, to announce this €7 billion, but it's to include things like spending, welfare, employment supports, grants and also tax cuts. But the centrepiece of the programme is going to be the announcement of the employment supports. It's based on this German, the Kurzarbeit scheme, which is the state supporting the wages of workers who've been temporarily laid off and which have also been credited with keeping unemployment low during the pandemic and during the financial crisis a decade ago. The plan is to include a huge injection of cash to try and revive the economy through capital spending and grants, as well as a series of schemes to support businesses and workers as well. Public investment is going to be targeted at a number of areas. The Irish Times reporting this morning, it'll be in cycling, walking infrastructure, town centre investments, programmes which are ready to be started fairly soon as well in a number of state companies, notably Irish Water. Every school in the country is going to be eligible for an enhanced minor work scheme worth about tens of millions of euro, and also intended to fund structural alterations to classroom and improve bathrooms to facilitate hand washing, and the waiver on commercial rates, which will affect so many people, that too to be extended until the end of September. There are plans to allow firms waive part of their PAYE and VAT bills without attracting interest or penalties, though these liabilities will eventually fall due. Lots in that story, front page of the broadsheets and analysis as well inside the papers this morning. The official announcement, as Sean mentioned in the news bulletin, isn't due till later this afternoon, but we'll have further details here in the programme in a couple of minutes, and also analysis coming up on News Talk Breakfast with Shane Coleman from 8 o'clock this morning. Really interesting story on the front page of the Irish Independent this morning, and we're interested in getting your view on this here in News Talk today. Schools and creches will not automatically close if they have a suspected case of COVID-19, and the childcare providers, they're to remain open unless they're told to close after public health doctors go in and carry out an evaluation. This was confirmed yesterday. So when the schools reopen next month, they're likely to follow the same protocols with infectious and infections treated on a case-by-case basis. According to the Independent, while the details are still being discussed ahead of their reopening at the end of August, it's understood schools will follow a similar approach to the creches. They will not have to shut if they have a suspected case of the virus unless they're ordered to do so following evaluation by public health doctors. Instead, the person with suspected COVID-19, they'll be isolated, and the level of contact with colleagues and kids, that'll be assessed. But the experts say the greater movement of students and teachers between the classrooms would have to be taken into account. Do you think creches which have a positive case of COVID-19, do you think that they should stay open? If you heard that your kid's creche had a positive case, or even your school had a positive case and that person isolated, would you still be happy to send your child to creche or to school if there was a confirmed case? Text us here on News Talk this morning, 53106, at a cost of 30 cents. Just on international travel, inside the Irish Times this morning, over 4,100 calls were made to check up on 60,000 people arriving in Dublin Airport in the first 2 weeks of July. That's according to figures from the Department of Justice. And the data, which was released by the department in response to a parliamentary question from a Social Democrat co-leader, Roisin Shortall, show that of the 4,121 calls that were made based on passenger information supplied in the airport in the passenger locator form, only 52% were answered. And according to the reply, since the volume of passengers coming through the airport began to increase on the 1st of July, the Border Management Unit is required to concentrate on their core immigration duties, meaning that the department awaits handover of this follow-up process to the Department of Health, but the transfer is still outstanding, according to the department. Interesting story, page 3 of the Irish Times this morning. Just on travel as well, travel insurers, they're looking for clarity. They've called for greater information and clarity on what the official advice in overseas travel is and whether or not non-essential travel to the so-called green list countries will be permitted without any cautions or obstacles. On this list of 15 countries now considered safer to travel to than other countries, there have also been concerns expressed about how some countries have made it onto the list when it's impossible to travel to them without going through other countries that aren't on the list. And countries too on the list are generally well served by direct flights from Ireland. Those on the list that are not linked by direct flights include, for instance, San Marino, Monaco, Gibraltar and Greenland. More on that story, page 3 of the Irish Times today. Just to some of the other stories, though, that you'll be hearing more about this morning. Might be one for all you commuters out there. Page 13 of the Irish Independent. A lot of commuters still waiting to get ticket refunds. Only a small number have so far received refunds. This is for rail and commuter services that they had paid for, but they're not using. And the National Transport Authority has been working on the refund scheme for months now, but it's insisted that any refund amounts will be backdated. And commuters have been discouraged from using public transport due to the pandemic. So thousands of people have decided to work from home instead. Also, couple of the other interesting stories online and inside the papers this morning. This is my kind of story now in the Daily Telegraph today. Eating chocolate, good for the heart, is the headline. Apparently, eating chocolate at least once a week is linked to reducing the risk of heart disease. This large-scale study suggests that analysis of over 330,000 participants found that eating chocolate more than once a week reduced the risk of developing coronary heart disease by 8% when compared to those who indulged less often. And research combined 6 studies to examine the association between chocolate consumption and heart disease, a condition where the arteries become blocked up by a buildup of fatty substances. And the author of the study by the Baylor College of Medicine in Houston, Texas, said that our study suggests that chocolate helps keep the heart's blood vessels healthy. So now I'll take that this morning. Also inside the Telegraph, interesting survey carried out by a law firm in the UK, and it suggests that a third of women, female workers, say sexist bosses told them to wear more makeup or to work on their hair on Zoom calls. This is since lockdown, because of course Zoom meetings and video calls, they've now become the new normal for many people working from home in the age of coronavirus. But they've also led to female workers being subjected to sexist demands by bosses, is the claim in the survey, to ensure they look more attractive on camera. And according to this research, 35% of female staff say they've been asked to adjust their appearance since the beginning of lockdown in March. 34% of women in the UK who responded to the survey by Slatter and Gordon law firm said they've been urged to wear more makeup or to work on their hair. 27% also been asked to dress more provocatively, and a third of female staff worried it would look as though they couldn't take a joke if they were to complain about the sexist treatment. Let us know your view on this morning. Really interested. 35% of women asked to adjust their appearance. Were you asked to wear makeup, more makeup, or to change your clothes and Zoom calls? Let us know here on News Talk this morning, 53106. Just finally, in the Mirror this morning, this story caught my eye and got a great debate in the office today. The fridge or the cupboard? Page 18 of the Mirror. Where do you keep your condiments? I can't believe this is even a question. It's obviously the fridge. No question about it. It even says on the bottle to refrigerate the items once they're open. But the piece asks, where do you keep your raw potatoes? Definitely not in the fridge. Maple syrup, the article suggests that should be stored in the cupboard. I would have thought not the fridge again. Anyway, this leading food analyst has drawn up a list of the products and foods that should be kept chilled, and those who didn't, I just think the safest thing is to put the whole lot in the fridge. But anyway, those are the stories making the headlines this Thursday morning.